On Thursday, we were discussing in the Chodesh HaRishonim, why is it that one is not allowed to cook cholov in a kedera shebishul babasim? You have a kedera that you cook meat in it, it has a blia of basim in it. We paskin like Shmuel that napar nad is mutter. So if a tam sheni is mutter, then what could be the problem over here? You have a napar nad, you have a tam sheni of basim. Meaning, the tam of basim is coming out of the pot and entering into the cholov. So a tam sheni is not going to ask there. So what could be the issue over here? What could be the issue? So we mentioned that the Ramban holds that a tam sheni really is a tam zon. It's a tam b'makom sheni. But the chiddush of Shmuel is that nafar nad is mutter, since that tam sheni is not able to be nosin tam b'makom shlishi. And that's exactly what the Gemara says. That dagam she'ala b'ka'ala mutter la'ochlam b'kutach. The chiddush is you can eat them with kutach because the kutach is a makom shlishi. So even if the tam of the basar in the dagim, tam of the basar b'makom sheni really is a tam gomer, but it doesn't have koach to be nosin tam b'makom shlishi, and that's why it's mutter to eat it b'kutach. Of course, it's only talking about b'di'evin, and you made it already, so then it's mutter to eat it b'kutach if you have the tam sheni. What's up the Ramban? If you're going to cook cholov in a kedera shebishul b'basar, so then it turns out that you have an issa basar b'cholov b'makom sheni. The makom sheni, you still have a tam of basar. It's a tam gomer. It's just it can't be nosin tam b'makom shlishi. But here we're talking about the makom sheni. The cholov is in the kedera. So if you're talking about the makom sheni, then of course there's going to be a problem. Let's posh it up the rabbi. Tosis disagreed. Right? Tosis disagreed, and they felt that that the din of napar nad mutter means that a tam sheni, even the makom sheni, is not a tam. Why did Tosis feel compelled to argue with the Ramban? So we suggested that maybe what's working behind the scenes, that the Ramban and Tosis are disagreeing about the connection between the Isser of Basar B'Cholov and the Cholov, and the Isser of Basar B'Cholov and the Basar. Because if you think about it a bit more deeply, even though the Basar is being nosen tam b'makom shlishi in the Kutach, but the Kutach is being nosen tam into the Basar b'makom sheni, so why shouldn't there be Basar B'Cholov over here b'makom sheni? Right, what's the head? Dogam shala bakara, you can eat them bakutach. How can you eat a bakutach? If the Ramban holds that there's a tam gomer b'makom sheni, so then the kutach is no sin tam, and the basar b'makom sheni, that should be a problem. So we said, no, the Ramban must hold that there's a relationship between the isser and the cholov and the isser and the basar. And since b'makom shlishi, the basar can't be no sin tam and the kutach, because that's b'makom shlishi, so then the kutach, even though it is no sin tam b'makom sheni, that can't create an isser basar b'cholov. That's what we suggested, according to the Ramban. But Tosis must argue. Tosis must say, what does it matter? There's a connection between the two. The reality is, the kutach is being no sin tam in the basar, b'makom sheni. So if you hold b'makom sheni, the tam is a tam gomer, why shouldn't there be a problem? So that's why Tosis feels compelled to say that, no. B'makom sheni, there is no tam. So b'makom sheni, there is no tam. Then it makes sense that the kutach is being nosin tam into the basar b'makom sheni, but the tam basar b'makom sheni is garnished, it's nothing. So since it's nothing, the issa basar b'cholov can't be created from that nesinas tam. Okay, this was the underlying machlokas between the Ramban and Tosfos, right? Is there a connection between the issa and the cholov and the issa and the basar, or are they independent isurim? They're not connected to each other. And that spawns this disagreement as to why napar nad is mutter. Is the pshat that the tam sheni doesn't have koach to be nosin tam b'makom shlishi, or is the pshat that the tam sheni itself is not a tam gom? So Tosfos holds the tam sheni itself is not a tam gom, and that's why napar nad is going to be mutter. So why is it also to be mevashal cholov in the keder shavisha b'vasa? According to Ramban, it's gevaldik because b'makom sheni it's taka tam, but if according to Tosis, makom sheni, it's not a tam, and that's the whole yisod of the heter, so then why is it asr to cook the cholov in the keder shibish of a basar? But makom sheni, the tam basar is gunish, so what's the issue? So he said Tosis and Zvachim alluded to this concept that even though napar nad is mutter, but makom sheni, that's only if it's amad beheter, but makom sheni. It's got to be amad beheter. If it's tam sheni beisr, if from the beginning, when the tam comes makom sheni, it's be'issa, then that's going to be a problem according to Tosfos. And that explains the Mishnah that you can't be mevashal cholov b'kedera shebishul b'basar. That explains the Gemara in Zvachim that l'chori you should not be allowed, l'chori you should not be allowed to cook the shlamim, the hayom b'kedera shebishul b'chatas. Right? What's the issue? What's the issue there? The issue is that it's tam sheni be'issa. That since the bliya of chatas right now is osef ezarim, so then if it's nos and tam, and it's b'shlam, it's cooking now, that's tam sheni be'issa. That should be a problem according to Tosis. So even if we'll say that the heter of napanad means the tam sheni is not tam gomer, is not a tam according to Tosis b'chlal, but that's only if it's omad beheter, if it stayed a moment beheter, as we explained, that the way it gets weakened is by being nivla into something else, not by leaving its makom, but by being nivla into something else. It has to be omid beheta. If it immediately became osa, so then it's not omid beheta l'sha kala, right? Regakot, I think the lashon of the Bari HaShulchan was regakot. Even for a little bit, it wasn't omid beheta. So then it's going to be osa. The question is, what does that mean? I want to take this just one step deeper. Okay, just to get a full beer of it. What does that mean? Tosus holds tam sheni is not a tam gomer, but tam sheni be'issa somehow is a problem. It sounds nice, right? The words sound nice. If it's omeid beheter, so then it becomes a tam kolosh, and then it's not going to be a problem. But if it's not omeid beheter, then tam sheni be'issa is asa. But if you think about it for a moment, does that really answer anything right here? Tosus holds that a tam b'makom sheni is not a tam gomer. So if the tam b'makom sheni is not a tam gomer, even tam sheni be'issa should be mutter. Because once it's b'makom sheni, it's not a tam gomer. What does it mean, not barnad is mutter? That tam is not a tam gomer. We never really describe this. What does it mean it's not a tam gomer? If you look in the Bari HaShulchan, he quotes from the Yamshel Shlomo, a tremendous chiddush. Yamshel Shlomo wants to say, you know why not barnad is mutter? Because b'makom sheni, you can't taste the tam. You can't taste it. It's not nirgash. That's what it means, tam sheni is not a tam. Because it can't be nirgash. According to the Ramban, it would mean that it can't be nirgash b'makom shlishi. It's not nirgash. So he wants to say a chiddush that if taka, you are margish the tam, then even b'makom sheni would be a problem. Because the whole point is that not bar not means that it's not a tam because you can't be margish the tam. You can't sense the tam. You can't taste the tam. But l'chor it's a pella. If you can't taste the tam, then even if it's a tam shel issa, who cares? Once you can't taste the tam, it doesn't asin. So what could be the problem? You see, bishlama, if you're talking about the Mishnah, kadesh bishal babasar, lo yivashal b'chalav, so there I hear. Once the tam of basa mixes with the chalav, the first moment it's tam sheni be'issa. So now a new isser has been created, an isser basa b'chalav. So that isser basa b'chalav is there. The isser basa b'chalav is there. And that isser basa b'chalav somehow, right, it's also to create the isser basa b'chalav. You created an isser basa b'chalav here. But let's say you're talking about a kedera shebisha b'nevela. Let's say you cook nevela in this kedera. And now you want to cook macaroni in this kedera. So you cook the macaroni and the tam of nevela comes out. Not barnati isur. Comes out into the macaroni, right? So Tosus holds a tam sheni is lav tamhu. Tam sheni is lav tamhu unless it's tam sheni be'issa. So I ask you, should this macaroni be mutter or should it be asa? So first thing, according to Tosus, it should be mutter. If according to the Yamshel Shlomo, tam sheni lav tamhu means that you can't taste the issa, you can't be magashit, it's a tam sheni. It's a weakened taste because it's not a tam rishon. So then you have a tam of nevela that entered into the macaroni, right? How could the tam of nevela asa that macaroni, right? It asas the macaroni. Let's say it's no same tam of the macaroni, but then the macaroni, the michel in the kedera is going to weaken that tam. So the michel weakens the tam. And now you can't be margish that tam. You can't taste the tam. So why should it be asa? You can't taste the tam. It's like having shishim. Chara, isn't it like having shishim? So why should it be asa? You can't taste the tam. What could be the problem over here? What is Tosa saying? That the tam b'makom sheni is lav tam, but if it's tam sheni be'issa, somehow that's going to create a problem. What does tam sheni be'issa do? So it asas the item. But the reality is, a second later, it becomes a tam kolosh, which the Yamshel Shlomo explains means that you can't be margish the tam. So if you can't be margish the tam, it's like you had shishim. It's like the tam is bottle. So what could be the problem? Basically, what I'm asking is, what's the difference between not bar nata hetera and not bar nata isura, according to Tosfos? What's the difference? The reality is, not bar nata isura also becomes a tam kolish. So once it becomes a tam kolish, if you can't be marish the tam, you can't taste the tam, so then it shouldn't asar. Just like any other case where you have shishim and you can't taste the tam. What's this idea that when you have tam sheni be'issa, somehow that changes everything, and then even if the taste becomes kolish, it's still going to be asar? Well, what kind of concept is that? So there are two ways in the Mefarshim to try to explain this idea. One is based on a comment that the Beis Yosef quotes b'shem b'smak. If you have a copy of the Mamakom, look in with me. This is very, very important, very fundamental to this whole sugya. And it's the final word. This is we're going to come full circle to finish the job today, Mitzvah. Let's look at an important comment of the Torah. This is in page 5 in packet 29. Kosa v'sefer ha-trumim. Afal gav v'bishar isurim k'deira shel issa sheshosa ma'es la'es v'lo issa im hucham u'bocham en besoch ma'es la'es chashiva k'bas yonah. What's he saying? He's saying, let's say you have a kedera. A kedera shabisha ba isa. You have a vashal nevela in this kedera. So if you waited 24 hours before using the kedera again, l'chatchili, you shouldn't use the kedera, even if it's ena basyoma, gezera oto kedera basyoma, that you might use it within 24 hours. But b'diavad, if you use it, it's not going to asar anything. Why won't it asar the food that you cook in the kedera she'ena basyoma? Because it's no sintam lifgam, right? It's no sintam lifgam, so therefore it's not a tam meshubach. It's not going to put a tam meshubach into the water, into the macaroni, into the yirokis, whatever you're cooking there, so it's not going to asar. Comes the Sefer HaTrumah and says, let's say you warmed up water in the middle. You warmed up water, you boiled something, you cooked something parav, vegetable, something parav in the pot. Besoch me'es la'es, within 24 hours. So he says in such a case, it resets the clock. If you want to figure out whether b'di'eved, what you cook in the pot, is going to be kosher, or it's going to be aser, well, that depends on whether it's ena bas yoma. But if you cooked in the interim, you didn't cook iser in the interim, you cooked heter in the interim, parav in the interim. That resets the clock, and now it's not going to be a kedera shena bas yoma until 24 hours after the cooking that you did in the interim. You cooked something 12 hours in. Cooked isser, you cooked isser, let's chart it out. You cooked isser. Right? This is 12 o'clock, right? Then there's 9 o'clock, 6, and 3. Right? So let's say you cook isser at 9 o'clock a.m. Right, this is cooking isser. Cook this over here. Right? So at 9 o'clock AM the next day it will be a keder shena bas yom, and then if you cook something heter or whatever in the pot, then it's not gonna asar. But let's say you cooked water, right? Just water at 6 o'clock PM. Okay? 9 hours later. So then 9 o'clock in the morning the next day, if you cook macaroni, you cook vegetables, something parav there, it is going to ask. That's not a keder shena bas yoma. It's not a keder shena bas yoma, but it's 24 hours. No, it's not 24 hours from your last cooking. So the clock is reset at 6 p.m. that now, only at 6 p.m. the next day, is it a keder shena bas yoma. Why is that true? But that's what the Sefer HaTrumah says. He says, the bekulam shari of anasis bas yoma utzicha me'ez leis lachachim mamayim. But the boss of the hall of Eno Kane, Shim Bishla Babos, the Sukh Mays Lays, Lukham Bamay, and Vakash Shos, and Ace Lays, the Bishla Boss, the Bishla Hall of Mutter. This idea that you can reset the clock that's only by Isser, it's not by Heter. It's not by Boss of the Hall. If the Blia were Heter, Bosser, or Hall of, not Boss of the Hall, Bosser, or Hall of, then the clock is not reset in the interim. But if the original Blia was Isser, then the clock is going to be reset in the interim. My Nafkimir, what's the difference between the two? So comes the Beis Yosef and quotes from the Smak, the difference is three words. What's the answer? What's the difference? Chaticha nasas nevela. Exactly. The Smak says that by Isser, if you cook in the interim when the tam, that's Balua and Dofne, Hakadeira is still Basioma, so then it's a tam of Isser. So that tam of Isser comes out into the water. The Tam of Issa comes out into the water. So you think it shouldn't reset the clock, because if anything, the Tam of Issa goes back into the pot is even weaker. It's not Barnat. It's even weaker than the Tam that was in the walls of the pot. Yeah, that Tam is weaker. But the water that goes into the pot, there's going to be water Nivla into the pot too. The Parava stuff is going to put a Bliya into the pot. That Bliya is a Tam Rishon into the pot, because that Bliya is a Bliya of Issa. Because what came out of the pot didn't have shishim in the water to be mevatalit, so now it asered the water. Chatich and asis nevela, the water became water shel iser. So now, even though the tam of iser going back into the pot is not barnat, it's a weaker tam, but the heter, the supposed heter that you were cooking there is now iser because of chatich and asis nevela. So that tam of iser is going to aser the pot, and that's why the pot remains bas yoma until me'es la'es of the second cooking. That's the yisod, says the smak. It says lo shayach heter de nat barna ki im me heter la heter kamo gabi basa b'cholav. By basa b'cholav, if you cook pariv in that keder shabishal b'basa, so the tam basa comes out, but it doesn't make the mayim into mayim shal basa, right? There's no chanan by heter. There's chanan by iser. Right? There's chanan by iser. We had a sheet that Chatech and Asa Tevela might only apply in the creation of Basar B'Cholav, maybe not even by Isur. But we said the Ramah was Macher by Isur, many Rishonim were Macher by Isur. So the Smak is Macher by Isurim as well. Shari Isur, not just Basar B'Cholav. So comes the Smak and says, but you can't call the Mayim, Mayim Shal Basar. You can't say Nat Bar Nat, Mehete Lehete. The tam of basar, the tam of nevela that goes back into the keder, of course that's not barnat. But not the tam of the mayim becomes also the kamel chaticha atzma nasis nevela. Afilu haheter sheba. So therefore, it's going to reset the clock, because now you have blia of tam rishon from the mayim that was nesar, that's going back into the pot. So that's why the clock is going to be reset. But by basar, or chalav, not basar b'chalav, but if you have a tam of basar going into the water, going back out into the pot, there's nothing to reset, because there was no new chalos shem over here in the water. You can't say the water is water of basar. There's no chalos shem basar in the water. The water is heter. The basar is heter. So because everything is heter, it's not going to reset the clock. It's not going to reset the clock. So that's why you then cook cholov after 24 hours from the moment that you originally cooked the basar, it's going to be hetter. This smak is a fundamental yisur, because what the smak is telling us is that not barnat the isur is mochamed and not barnat the hetera because of chatich anasis nevela. The question that we asked is, according to the Yam Shel Shlomo, if you tell me not barnat is not a tam gomor, that means that you can't be margish the tam, so then even by not banadi isura, it should be mutter. Right? If I cook the veil in a pot, I have a tam of isur in the walls of the pot, and now I cook macaroni, I cook something parv in the pot. So if you tell me that when the tam of the veil comes out, now it's niklash, after it hits the macaroni, it's niklash. And Zokti Yam Shlomo, what does it mean that it's niklash? It means that you can't taste it anymore. If you can't taste it anymore, even if it were a time of Isra, it still should be mutter. If you can't taste the time of Isra, it's mutter. The answer is, but if the moment that it touches the heter, it asers the heter. If at the moment that it touches the heter, it asers the heter. So Chaticha Nasas Nevela tells me that now this heter is treated like Isra. So even though the time of Isra now is Niklash, it doesn't matter, because the heter was already Nesar. In the first moment that the Issa touched it, it wasn't a Tam Kolosh, it wasn't a weakened Tam. It's only after, right? After Rega Kot, after a moment, that Tam became Kolosh. But so what? Right? The rule of Chaticha Nasis Nevela tells me that you need Shishim Keneged the Heter that has a Bli of Issa in it. That's the Din. Right? That's the Din. The Heter became Issa. Just like the case of the Smak, right? Sefer HaTruma and the Smak. The heter became usr. So once the heter became usr, even if the tam of isr somehow becomes weakened, it doesn't matter. Now we look at the tam of the heter. The tam of the heter is now treated like isr. So that's going to continue usring. Right? That's the isr. that Hanan changes everything, because even if the original time of Issa became weakened, and maybe you can't even be margish that time, but the Heter became Asa. And once the Heter became Asa, we look at, we care about the time of the Heter now, because the time of Heter is treated like it's a time Issa. So that's why it's going to continue to Asa. But if you're talking about Napanat Hetera, right, that the time Sheni is time of Basar, so once it's Niklash and you can't be Margish, so then it's over. If it's over, then it's not going to create Basar B'chala with another time of Chala. So this is one way to look at it, that Napanat Yisura is more Chamer, even though B'mokom Sheni it might be weakened to the point that you can't even be Margish the time Isser. So, but for that first moment it wasn't weakened. And if the first moment it wasn't weakened, then it asas the heta, chatichan asas nevela, the heta becomes asr, and now it becomes like a chefza shel iser. It's treated, le'inyan, the dine bittel, it's treated like a chefza shel iser. So that's why it's going to asr, la'olam voyah, because that heta does have a tam rishon, does have a tam that's not niklash. So even though the original iser was niklash, but based on the din of Hanan, the heta now becomes iser, and that's what's going to continue to asr. This is one approach. Pichadash offers a different approach. The Pichadash says maybe, he doesn't make reference to the Yamshel Shlomo, but basically he's arguing with that Yisod of the Yamshel Shlomo. Yamshel Shlomo wants to say that Napranat is mutter because you can't be margish the tam. You can't taste it. You can't taste it. It's so weakened that you can't taste it. So we have to figure out if it's so weakened, why by Napranat the Yisur is it going to create an Issa? But we talked, Chanan, oh. Comes the Pri-Chadosh and says, no, you misunderstood what Napranat means. Mutter la'ochla b'kutach, why is it mutter? Perish ava b'shinir gash tam basa b'dogim. Even though you can taste the tam basa b'dogim, dileka time apshita, if you can't taste the tam, it's poshit, it should be mutter, he says. The Yamshel Shlomo is difficult. El afilu di'ika tam basa, kevan da'havu shnei taimim shel heter, hukla shatam ve'ein bo kedai lesson. Says the Pri Chadash, the Pshat is like this, that even though you can be margish the tam, but because huklash hatam, ein bo kedai lesser. You can be margish the tam of basar, but it's huklash, and because it's huklash, b'makom sheini, you're not going to be able to create the issa basar b'chalav when it mixes with chalav. What's the Pri Chadash think? You can be margish the tam, can't be margish the tam. It's huklash, but you can be margish the tam. What kind of a tightrope is you want? Chora, what he's saying is, you can be margish the tam b'makom sheni, but qualitatively it's not the same as the original tam. That's what huklash means. Not like the Yamshel Shlomo who says huklash means you can't be margish it. No, of course you can be margish it. You can taste the tam, but qualitatively it tastes different. It's not like the original. It's not like the ikker. It's not like the ikker. It's a different taste qualitatively. Talk to Pri Chadash, if it's a different taste qualitatively, it can't create an issa. It can't create an issa v'asa b'chala with such a time. Umiu, he says, be'issa, afilu de'ika kama time, and no sin time, by no sin time, osar hakol, mishum de taimor, lo batel. Dr. Pri Chadash, what's the difference between napanat etera, napanat isura? Because napanat isura, you don't have to create an issa. All you have to do is say that the issa isn't batel. Since the time is there, even though it's huklash, since you can be margish the tam, even though qualitatively it's weakened, it's not going to be batel. Tam is not batel. Tam iser is not batel. Even if it changed, even if the tam changes a little bit and it's not like the ikar, zok the Pri Chadash, the tam can never be batel. But to create an iser with this tam, that has to be like the ikar. If it's different than the ikar, even if it's only qualitatively changed from the ikar, it's nirgash, but it's different qualitatively than the ikar, and Zokta Pri Chodesh, that's not going to be able to create an issa. But once the tam of issa is there, even if the tam issa is huklash, and it's changed qualitatively, so it's different than the original, that issa, that tam issa can't be batel. So that's why Napranat Yisur is going to be asur, even though Napranat Yisur is already mutter. This idea is mentioned even before the Pri Chadash by the Ram. Famous comment of the Ram. I'm surprised that the Pri Chadash doesn't quote the Ram, because he's basically saying the same thing. The
heavy yodea says the ran and daf me malaf and alba daf yarid. The bosharina napar nad ela b'shel heter. Ela b'shel heter. Kibasa b'cholot. The cave and the tamsheni akati heterahu. Cave on the iklish kule hai lechoshiv lemesa. Napar nad the heter is mutter because cave on the iklish kule hai. It's so kolush, it's not choshiv enough to asa. But by Napa, not the Isura, Kalhecha, the Ika Taima Klal. What do you mean, Ika Taima Klal? Anytime, even the Tam Kalush, it answers that Sof Kol Ha'olam. It's going to ask it. The Ran is saying what the Bri Chadash says, that why is Napa not Mutter? Because the Tam is Iklish. Das meint. What does that mean? It means that the Tam is qualitatively deficient. It's there, you can be margish it, but it's just iklish kule hai. If he means that you can't be margish the tam, so he shouldn't say iklish kule hai, iklish kule hai. You can't be margish the tam, period. You can't be margish the tam. It's not no sin tam. No, he says, he assumes avada you can be margish the tam, but it, since it's iklish kule hai, can't create the iser. But by napar, not the isura, you're not trying to create an iser, you're trying to maintain the iser. That's the difference. By not the Heterah, you need to create the Isser. By not the Yisurah, you need to maintain the Isser. To maintain the Isser, it's enough even the Tam Kolosh. And that's why not the Yisurah is going to be missing. This Yisod of the Pri Chodosh and the Ran is very helpful. Because you see, if you took the approach of the Smak, then it would appear that not the Yisurah should be limited to which Shita? Limited to a shita that says Chaticha Nasis Nevela B'Shar Yisur, right? There are two approaches over here. Lama not by not the Yisura Asim. Habitam Sheni, Habamokam Sheni. Ain hatam nirgash. Yam shel shlomo. What's the answer? So one answer is Beis Yosef b'shem asmak. Hanan b'shar yisur. Oser haheter. With nation iklash hatam, tam disappears, but only after it aser the heter. So now that the heter is aser, the heter is going to aser. The tam ha heter shenesar oser. Right? The heter was nesar before the tam iser was niklash. Now the tam iser is niklash inside the heter, but so what? The heter now becomes aser. And if the heter becomes aser, then the tam ha heter is going to aser. That's one approach. The other approach is the Ran and the Pri Chadash. That afilu the makom sheni nirgash atam. Avol iklish be'echos. It's niklash in quality. In quality. Ain iser chal al tam kolosh. Al tam iser sheniklash ain avad. Right, even the makom sheni, you can be margish the tam. The Ran and the Pri Chadash say, but it's kolish; it's qualitatively weakened, and that's the chiluk. To create an iser basa b'chol of that, it can't do. A tam kolish can't do that, because once you have a tam kolish, you can't create an iser with a tam kolish. But you can maintain. I like that. Right, to create an iser. I'm sorry. This is creating the issa or maintaining the issa. To create an issa that you can't do with a tam kalish, but to maintain the issa, to say that it's not going to be batel, that you can even do with a tam kalish. Yes.
I think the Ritva is such a seesaw, because at the end of the Ritva he says the im is arab the pisa gama shini also the half hadi b'shini shir mashu fil aser. Then the footnote quotes this Ran that says that divisur koshish tam klal also at soko ola. So meaning the Ritva would agree that if it was cooked on Pesach and it's cooked b'sura, that's going to be also ola.
It's not muchav that the Ritva is saying this. You see, it could be the Ritva is saying that you're not margish the tam, because that really is what mashu means. Right? Mashu normally means that it's like a case where you have shishim. If you have shishim in the heter connected to the iser, so the iser is viewed like a mashu. Right? So any situation where mashu is aser, that the pshat is, even if you have shishim, and you're not margish the tam, it's going to be aser. So he could hold that maybe you're talking not margish the tam, the mokam shem. But afal became the issa mashu, there's going to be a problem. Like chometz is an issa mashu, so that could still be a problem even if you're not margish the tam. I'm saying different. I'm saying even if you're margish the tam, even if you're margish the tam, it's still mutter. Right? It's still going to be mutter because it's niklash. So because it's niklash and the echos, it's weaker, you can't create the issa. So the revach, the advantage of the ran and the prichodesh, is that even if you deny chatech and asis v'vele b'shari surim, like the Rabbi Ephraim, like the Mechaber, right? Like many Mepharshim do, Napanati Surah is still going to be Aser. Because once the Issa has been Chal, it doesn't matter that it's Nikolash. It's going to remain Aser La'olam Ha. An Issa can't be Chal on a Tam Kolash, but a Tam Issa that was Nikolash is going to remain Aser. You can maintain an Issa even if it's Nikolash, but you can't create an Issa if it's Nikolash. Yes. According to the Ran, Napranat the Heter means that if I have a tam sheni of basar and that mixes with cholov, that's not going to create basar v'cholov. Because since the tam has already been niklash, meaning it's not like the ikar, it's qualitatively weaker. So a qualitatively weaker tam, even if you can be margish the basar, yeah, you can be margish the basar. Because it's qualitatively weaker, it's not like the basar itself, that can't create an issa basar v'cholov. But if I cook nevela in a pot, then I cook macaroni in the same pot, right? So that tam of nevela in the macaroni, it's going to be nivla into the macaroni, but then it's going to be niklash. So even if I deny chatech anasis nevela, but the fact is that this tam sheni is still nirgash in the macaroni, right? It's nirgash in the macaroni. It's just qualitatively weaker. Not like the ikar, but it's still nigash. I have a tam nevela there. So as long as I have a tam nevela there, it's going to ask for the macaroni. Okay? Yeah.
So how would the Ran understand the Mishnah
on Sinai Chet,
the
Kedera? Which
Mishnah?
Kufches.
Yeah,
Kufches. Vatipas chalav shenafel atoch Kedera shabas. Wait, when you shenafel ala basa?
Kedera.
No, but when that Mishnah talks about Kedera, what's it referring to? It's referring to the Belia in the Dauphin HaKedera? That's talking about the Basar inside the Kedera Mamish now. That's Mamish the Mokom Mishnah. The case of Kufches, the normal case of cooking Basar B'Cholav, is where everything is the Mokom Mishnah. You're doing it now. We're talking about that you did it. You cooked the Basar before. You cooked the Basar 12 hours before, and now you're cooking Cholav. Or you use the Ka'ara for basa, and now you're putting dogim in the ka'ara. Now the question is, can you eat the dogim with kuta? Not that I'm cooking the basa and the chalav now together. Talk about a tam sheni. That's the whole idea of a tam sheni. Most of the mishnayos that we've been talking about, the mishnayos, the gemaras, they're talking about the makom rishon, the chalav and the basa are all the makom rishon. You're actually cooking the basa and the chalav together. So the question is, you have shishim, don't have shishim. Here we're not cooking them together. We're using a pot that was already used for basa, so it's not barnad, it's a tam sheni. The question is, what did that do? So either what it did
is that it made the tam so weak that you can't be margish it. Or the other way to look at it is, no, it's you can be margish the tam, but it's qualitatively different, so it's not going to create, be able to create isa. Okay, somehow for the din of tam ke'ika, to aser, as the Rishonim say, to aser, it has to be the same quality as the original, it has to be the same quality as the ikar. Right? That's the Lushan, you look at the Ramban and the Rashbah that I gave you. Either one, they both say the same thing. To aser, it has to be like the original. Aval bisha'asta Torah tam ke'ika lesa taravasa kamo hani mili b'tam rishon. Tam ke'ika is only said in the tam rishon. So l'chora, that's what the Ran is saying too. Right? That it has to be like the tam rishon. Tam ke'ika is only said in the original tam. Even if you could be margish a tam sheni, but it's iklish. It's qualitatively different. So if it's qualitatively weaker, it's not going to be enough to create the issa. But to maintain the issa, to say that it's still asa, as long as you're margish the tam, it should be asa. So what that it's iklish? So what's that qualitatively it's different? Tam is not batel zok the pri chadash. So as long as it's tam issa, even if it's iklish, so what? But if you can be margish the tam, and it's lishvach, it's not that it's not lish. It's not that it's lifgam. It's still lishvach. It's just qualitatively different than the original. So if it's still lishvach, then it's still going to asa.